Greetings to you once again, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. The final installment of this round in Sri Lanka with Pat.
Yep, it's going to be about 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, it's 11 o'clock at night for this drive time, and we're doing an airport run.
Airport run, yeah.
So Pat is making a move.
It's going to be interesting. It's the time that, 23 hours, whatever, 20-some hours of traveling, my time, it's going to be long, but it's going to be good. You know, you get your chance to, meditate and pray a lot, actually. And, whenever you do a trip, as you go home, you kind of reflect on the trip. And you're like, okay, what have I taken from this trip? And, a couple of things I've taken was I remember the importance of praying, mostly. Praying does a lot of things. Praying keeps you disciplined, gives you a sound mind. It keeps you connected to the source, right?
Yeah.
And totally also self-control, just so some of the things for sometimes you want to say or do, if you have self-control, it definitely helps you to not say or do those things that you would regret later on. So it was a good trip. I had a lot of time to reflect on my own life. I think everybody needs that at some point, to take some time to let themselves hear, and reassess who they are, reassess what they want from the Lord. It's really interesting. Sorry, I'm a little yawning here, it's late, but it's really interesting to see, now I'm going to a different part of the world. It's very different than here. It's the way I react and act, you can never really anticipate with God because he just throws you a wrench all the time. It's gonna be good. It's gonna be interesting.
Yeah. No, I know, man. I mean, this time it goes quick, we were just talking earlier today, 10 years ago, just certain things that happened with us about 10 years ago, and just how fast that's gone, and how quick certain things happen, and this life is quick, this journey is just a flash when you look at eternity. But we are here for a window of time, and there is a purpose in us being here. And that is what needs to be revealed. That is what needs to be understood. That is what, once you have it, and you know it, and you understand it, you need to stay true to that. Because this life is full of distractions. This world is full of things that would pull you in different directions, in different ways. And the byproduct of it is you're all over the place except where you need to be. And, the kingdom is within, and God is calling his people to go within. He's calling his people to stay on that track and on that course. And now more than ever in the history of man is a time where there's things pulling you in another way. It's pulling you in another, everything from the events going on outside, the different things that are taking place in the world, the different things that are taking place in people's own lives, and the stresses and the pressures and the distractions, be it media or technology or whatever it may be, all of these different things that keep you from going within and keep you from hearing. And that's why that discipline, like Pat was saying, that discipline of prayers is important. It's where you're going to understand and hear that next instruction that you need for the journey at hand and the course that we need to take. It's a time like no other right now. It's a time where, the sense of it is, of course, things are not going to get better in the world externally. And with the things that do take place outside, really in the end, it doesn't really matter that much, for the people of God, because we are a kingdom people, and the kingdom is within, and we do stay on that track, and God will direct you. You know, the thing that some things that sometimes when people start focusing a lot on a lot of the global events and what those mean to them, you know, if you lived in Sri Lanka on December 26, 2004, and you were on the coastline, that was your apocalypse. You know, if you were in Haiti on January 12th, a couple of years ago, you know, that was it for you, you know, if you were in the wrong place. And, you know, with the things that are going on, you know, it's your life and your breath really is in the hands of God. And it's just a moment that it takes for any person to leave this life. And so, that being the case, you want to make sure that the breath that you take, that you use it to stay on track, that you use it to seek the will of God, that you use it to fulfill the purpose and the plan that He has for you. Because, one, you're not going to find that anywhere else. You're not going to find that in your own ideas, in your own planning, in your own thinking. You're not going to find that apart from Him. That fulfillment is revealed by Him and through Him. That purpose is something that, you know, if you don't want it, you're not going to find it. If you do want it, you will find it, but it comes at a cost. And that cost is complete and total submission to the will of God. That cost is your life is not your own anymore, it's His. You're bought with a price, and He leads and guides you in the way you go. And as you go that way, it becomes clear. And He shows you each and every day. And, you know, that path is for the few. Because, you know, the many are called, but the chosen are few. And the reason, part of the reason why the chosen are few is because a lot of people don't respond to the call of God. You know, they don't respond when He reaches out to them, when He calls out to them. They harden their hearts, they turn their back, they go another way. They look for something else that's not Him.
And that's just think of this, like, people keep on looking outside. People are looking at different churches, and you have people at pop churches, and you go there this Sunday because they feel the Spirit is there, and they go somewhere else next Sunday. It's just, the kingdom is really in within. People gotta understand that, and, you know, like, the strength and everything is within, you know. They are,
too, is that, you know, sometimes the world puts prominence on what people do based on position and based on how noteworthy it is in the eyes of the world. But when it comes to kingdom, look, our success is in obedience. You know, when we do what the Spirit of God tells us to do, you're successful. And it might seem like a small thing, it might seem like a little thing, but it really makes a huge difference. And because it's part of the kingdom, it's part of that plan of purpose that God would choose to accomplish through His people. So, you know, you take a beautiful Swiss watch, you open it up. Well, if it's missing one of those little springs in there, the thing doesn't work. And, you know, likewise, you know, so every part is important in there, even if it seems small or insignificant. At the end of the day, it plays a role. And so like that, you know, for us, sometimes people feel like, well, you know, the part that this person does is so big and it's so noteworthy, and what about what it is that I do? Nobody really knows, nobody really cares. No, that's not true. Because everything that we do is seen by God. Everything that we do is known by Him. And the only way, as long as you're fulfilling and you're obeying and you're walking in what He calls you to do, that purpose is going to be fulfilled. And He's going to be pleased with your life, and eternity has a reward for you. But if you choose to go another way, you're not going to find it. So, you know, it is a challenge because, you know, part of the challenge and part of the need is for, you know, it's for his people to rise up into this, because without that choice, without that decision, you'll stay back. Without that free will choice. See, that's the thing. God doesn't override our free will. You know, he gives us that. He didn't make us as robots. He made us to choose. And we can choose life, and we can choose him, or we can choose to reject it and go the way of the world. And the way of the world, in the end, it's the way of the prince of the power of this world, which is to rob, steal, kill, and destroy. And when you look at what it is that happens as a result of those that go that way, it does just that. It robs, steals, kills, and destroys. So, you know, right now, this journey for this year, you can anticipate that it's going to be, for the world at large, it's going to be very rocky. It's going to be very bumpy. It's going to be a tough ride. And a lot of people have not prepared themselves in their hearts for that which they're going to face. You are not among those. On Christ, the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, as the song would say. You've put your house, and you've built your house on the foundation, which is Christ. And as a result of that, you're ready to stand for that which you're going to face in the time to come. So, trust. Trust is a big part of it. Trusting and knowing that he that began that good work in you is going to carry it on to completion. Knowing that the righteous may fall 7 times, but you get back up again. And he's going to keep you moving in that right direction. Trust in knowing that he knows what you need, and he'll give you the need when it's needed. Trust in knowing that he's got a good plan for you. And the abundant life is part of what he desires for you to know and for you to experience in this life, as well as in the next, that which you would go into. Trust in knowing that he loves you. And there's no limit in him. That God, for his own children, will move heaven and earth to accomplish his will and purpose in them. You know, he takes care of his own. He's always been very, very good at taking care of his own. And, you know, it's the difficulty, again, is something that shows up when people try to do it their own way. Because, as Proverbs says, there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And I've seen that. There's a lot of things that seem really, really good to that seem really good to the person that's walking in his own thinking. But ultimately, unless the approval comes from the Father, unless the direction comes from the Father, you're going to be in trouble. Because that way that we would go apart from him, it leads us down a path of our own thinking. And the enemy of our soul is always waiting on that path of our own thinking. See, right now, even with the changes coming on the world, the things that are taking place in the world, that a lot of the decisions that people will make to try to save their own life, they will make sense at the time. They will appear to be the right choice, appear to be the right decision, appear to be the right course of action. But the end thereof are the ways of death. And after they've gone that way for a window of time, they'll realize that was not good, that was not going to work, it was not going to happen.
Yeah.
God didn't intend for the world to try and come back together on its own merits You know that when God scattered the languages at the Tower of Babel, He did it for a purpose. You know, at that time, the world spoke one language. And what man was doing in his own progress was he was moving towards his own annihilation as well. And as man sought to make a name for himself, as it were, and sought to, you know, even go against the express will of God, which was to go forth to be fruitful and to multiply and to fill the whole earth. And man said, nope, we will build a name for ourselves right here, and everybody will come together right here. But as man went in the opposite direction of the will and the intention of God, he moved towards his own annihilation, his own destruction. And now, the world coming back together with one language, which, if you understand binary code, with ones and zeros, the world is communicating again on one platform, one language. Everything coming back together again. And simultaneously, the world is also moving towards, once again, its own upheaval. And it is the grace of God that the brakes would be put on this whole thing, because as the progression moves towards that way, it also seeks to destroy the human genome. And look at what's happening with agriculture. Look at what's happening with the food supply. Look at what's happening with the environment. Look at what's happening with so many different things around us. Man left to his own devices and moving in his own direction. You can see what we do to ourselves apart from God. But the Father is graceful and merciful, and He takes care of His children. So, you know, right now, our job is not to save the world. Our job is to fulfill the will of God and to do that which He tells us to do. Realize that this world is not your home as such, but this world is a place that you're passing through. This world is a place that you are sent for a window of time, and when this is done, you move on. And you know, we have that window of time right now. You're in it. You're in this window. You're doing that which the Father asked me to do. Keep on keeping on. And trust. Trust that the things that you face, that God is in control and He knows. And He won't allow you to be tempted beyond that which you can withstand. He won't allow you to go down a track that He's not already gone before. Because He leads and guides His people. He goes ahead of you. And His glory is your rear guard. So you've got to know that He's ahead of you in all of these things. And Him being ahead of you, He knows what it is that you need for that journey and how to take care of you. See, you know, I go back to that story of Acts 15 every now and then, and I think about Paul and Silas, and them praying and asking God, where should we go next? And the vision of the man of Macedonia, and them determining and understanding that God was sending them there next. And the very first thing that they went up against was adversity, was difficulty, was trial, was... they had some miraculous things that took place as well, but they essentially were sent into sent straight into a jail cell. But that happens, you know, because it's in that jail cell that people realize too that their existence is not dependent and contingent on their external circumstances. They're free within. And when you're free within, you can be anywhere without and be okay. You can be anywhere without and still sing praises to God. You can be anywhere without and still affect the environment and make the impact that God intended for you to, as His son, as His daughter, doing His will, fulfilling His plan and purpose, and that which He intends for your life. And the only way for these things to become known is to actually go through the difficult situations. See, this is again part of the problem with most people, like the way that they approach the things of spirit. In order for this to be truly known, it has to be tested. Because knowledge that's not applied is not really worth a lot. Faith that's not tested is, you know, it's, well, okay, what is faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith, another word for faith is trust. So faith, trust, these things, as you would go forward in them, they were going to be tried, they're going to be tested, they're going to be pushed to the limit, and you're going to find out, you know, is this, do you really believe God in all of this? And if you do, if you trust Him, you watch and see what happens. But you're going to have to come through it. And if you don't, that's going to be revealed as well. And there's a lot of people that when it comes down to the end, they do not trust God. They will line up with everybody else to be part of the system. They don't mind, you know, because they've been looking to that for their provision all this time. And they still wanted to have Jesus on the side, but it doesn't work like that. See, God demands complete and total from His people. And that's the place that they meet Him. That's the place where they find out what's real. And if you don't have that, you never find out what's real. So, no, it's all good. It is all good. Because, you know, it is a challenge. And granted, it's a challenge. We understand that. You know, we appreciate that. That's part of what life is. Life was meant to be a challenge. It was meant to be a stretch. It was meant to be hard. It wasn't meant to be an easy road. It was meant to be a stretch, because this is how that... Okay, when Jesus said, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains a single seed. You know, that falling, that breaking of the seed, the shell of the seed, that breaking of the outer man, so that the life that's within you from the Spirit of God, the life that's within you, that is revealed when you're broken. You have to be broken. And the circumstances of this world allow for it. They allow for the breaking of the outer man, and for the soul and the spirit to be revealed, and for them to be shown for what they are, for life to flow forward. But a lot of people fight to ever be broken like that. They would rather not. And the result of them rather not is that they never, ever truly come into what it is that God intended for them. So, yeah, you know, it's something that, you know, there is no other way. There is no other way to fulfill that which God intended for you, other than going on the path that He has for you, and for Him to break you into 1,000 pieces. And then for what He puts back together out of you is His plan and purpose that you're willing to submit yourself to. So, anyways. You know, sometimes I get really heavy whenever we do these audios, and sometimes whenever I drive, it's just part of it. It's part of that, you know, it's not that I was tired even before I started, but it's part of that attack that comes, you know, when you would choose to follow things of the Spirit, if you choose that, you're going to end up coming under certain kinds of attack and drawbacks. And you got to just anticipate that. When you come into those, you pray. And you got to trust God. Because He can protect you from these things. He can show you also how to war on the level of spirit so that these things don't have a hold on you. So, but yeah, it's a little bit rough when you're trying to drive. yeah, but you know what? Anyways, no, it's all good. There we go. Oh yeah, I forgot too. The truck is a totally different truck. Forgot to tell you guys too much about this, but no, simple is good. And old school is good stuff too. But yeah, Pat's, it's good to have had Pat here. He's, in case you're wondering why he's gotten a little silent, he's I think he's a little wore out from some of the day stuff, so he's taking a little cat nap here. And hey, we're almost getting close to the airport here, so we're gonna close it down. But I'll catch up with you guys again really soon. But just know that in the things that you see coming on this world right now, know that God is in control. And in the difficulties that you're facing, again, same thing. Know that God is in control. If you trust Him, if you seek His face, if you ask for His direction, He will give you that direction. He will reveal Himself to you. He will carry you through. So you don't got to worry about anything. You just got to stay, keep your eyes on Jesus. Just like Peter when he got out of the boat. As long as his eyes were on Christ, it didn't matter the storm that was raging around him. It's when you take your eyes off of Christ, that's when you're in trouble. So, do what you got to do. And focus your eyes, your heart, your whole being on walking with Him. And going where He would tell you to go. You're going to be fine. So, hey, we love you. So, anyways, closing remarks from Pat. Pat, what do you want to tell people, man?
Meditate. Have self-control. Find out really who you are. And press on the Lord and live truly in all of your life. And travel the world. Travel the world. And with the thought I can go in one piece. You know, so it's going to be fun, it'll be interesting, like I said. Just sort of looking outside, because I know in about 2 weeks I'm going to make all those, miss all those people who function like I am. Just environment. Every one of them. Bye, guys. See you guys soon. Have a good one.
Yep.
God bless.
All right. So, hey, we're going to be signing out from Sri Lanka right now. The Governor Pat Drive Times, you're going to get me solo again pretty soon. And in the meantime, just know that, hey, God bless you. We love you. We're praying for you. And you know what? You don't got to worry about nothing. Because in all things, God is in control. In all things, He leads and guides His people. He takes care of His own. And you know for yourself that if it was not for the hand of God on your life, you would have been out of here a long time ago. But He's kept us here. He's watched over us. Even when we didn't understand it, even when we didn't know, He was there. And He loves us. He knows us. He knows each and every one of us by name. So trust Him. Trust the way that He's got you. And fulfill and walk. You do your part. That's the only thing. Just do your part. Obey as best you can. You take as much of yourself as you know. Give it to as much of God as you know. And He'll meet you there every time. And relax. Have fun. Enjoy the journey. Because part of the whole thing is you got to enjoy the race. Not just finishing. You got to enjoy the race. So, hey, God bless you. Again, drop us an email. faithmix@gmail.com. Let us know how you're doing. God bless you. We love to hear from you guys. Always great to hear from you. So, all right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Mm-hmm.